This thing on.
Yep, it's on.
Yo, what's up?
How you doing?
Karen, it's good to see you.
You're finally back.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, there's a microphone in between us. I want to look you in the eyes because we can.
All right. How was Otatahi?
Oh, it was great. Absolutely. And Otipoti. The whole trip was great.
You went to Dunedin as well, right.
I did.
Where was I speaking to you last year at the airport?
Yeah. I was prostrated across the tarmac.
I wanted to know what that person removed that microphone because I can't see the song that you've been doing with Emily.
No.
Okay. So what I wanted to know what that person said to you when they abused you in the airport lounge.
Well, you asked me last time and once again I got a remote tight-lipped about it. Yeah.
Right. You got quite a bit of abuse on the tech. No, okay.
Oh, my God. Like, that's nothing new.
And in fact, it's almost sport now, isn't it? It's like a great game.
Yeah, bring it on.
Bring it on. That's all right. Hey, how was Marlon Williams?
Hey, he was great. I was so lucky to get that ticket. It was his last show of his tour, promoting the album. Last show at Christchurch, hometown show. People were yelling things at him like, cut your hair. Marlon was like, there's a whole bunch of old boys from the class of 2008 here of Christchurch boys or wherever he went. And I'd say one highlight of that, we've all seen on our stories, on our Instagram stories, like the encore of the Marlon Williams show where they all get up in a line and they play through condenser mics. Like, that was really cool because I feel like they made it sound like it would have sounded in the 60s or the 50s, which is where a lot of that music that he's making now kind of like harks back to, I guess. It's sort of, tunes from back then. And it was a lot quieter.
You were mimicking a clunk, a clunk, a clunker, were you?
Yeah. Kind of like Pacific soul. I don't know. But like when you went to a gig back in the 50s, it would look exactly the same as, well, you know, the old halls, but it would sound a lot quieter, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I suppose it would, depending on how high the amps were turned up.
Yeah, it kind of gave me that feeling. Like, what would it be like to go back in time?
I mean, the speakers.
The speakers. Amps, speakers, Karen, there was no faux pas even to detect.
Hey,
you're nailing it.
We're talking about that Sunday's track. I said, do you know the Sunday's track? And it was in the system, so I played it while I was waiting for Finn to settle himself down.
You didn't love that song?
That was actually in the BFM system. And this person says, has everyone rediscovered the Sundays? Keep hearing them all over the place. Maybe the BFM program team have.
Yeah. The BFM program, you leave the songs on the system, it makes the taste.
Finally.
For the city.
Well, I know there's somebody in the background waiting to say hello.
I can hear some breathing.
Breathing.
Some laboured breathing.
Emily Wheatcroft Snape. What a great name. Emily.
Are you there?
Kia ora. How are you going?
How are you?
I'm good.
Where are you?
I am at Parachute Music currently.
Parachute Music. We love to hear it.
In the studio, hanging out.
Okay. And with our... our man here, how long have you known Finn?
Oh, I don't know. What, 6 months, a year?
Not very long. Did you come to the playtest party for the video game?
I did.
Was that the first time we met?
Yeah, maybe. It's a blossoming friendship.
Yeah, it is. I'd seen you on the cover of New Zealand Musician magazine, so when you came over for the playtest party, I was like, oh, my goodness, we have a celeb in the house?
And I just had a great time playing the video game.
Yeah, and since then, I don't know, we've done that music video of yours together. We've written a song together.
Exactly.
But yeah, personally, it's been lovely getting to know Em over the last 6 months.
Yeah, okay.
Well, the pleasure's all mine.
And what did you think of the idea when he came to you and said, I'm doing this thing on BFM called Demo Gods. Do you want to make a song with me?
Sounds like fun. But I like making songs, so that was an easy yes from me.
Yeah, easy yes. Okay, and there were the prompts there. I've said to Finn, you shouldn't take some out. Let everybody just choose whatever they want. But what prompts did you choose from the list that you had?
Was it exploration of space?
It was.
Exploration of space. And why that one, Em?
I think it made me think about the kind of recent spaceship launch that happened that was quite controversial, and it sort of made me think about the context of doing such things when, you know, climate change and stuff is happening. And, yeah, it was just something I'd already been thinking about anyway, so.
That with all those women, and I can't remember what her name is, but she's really famous, who kissed the ground.
Yeah. What's her name? It was just a bit obnoxious.
Yeah.
Katy Perry.
Katy Perry, that's right. How could I forget? Okay, so that was the thought when behind choosing that, or when you started to work in a collab with Thun?
Yes, yeah.
We forgot, actually. Well, I want to put my hand up and say that for the first we probably knocked this out in
2 hours,
but for the first 2.5 hours until we went for went for brunch and came back full of sushi, and then thought, okay, let's really think of focus our things, because we're feeling a little adrift musically. I was like, oh, we've got to do something with the theme. So we've been writing a song for 2.5 hours, just completely forgot that you had a beautiful theme, Karen, that you'd given us.
But isn't that perfect? Exploration of space.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you're right. It's cool that you know about this spaceship journey, because I'd seen it, obviously Em had seen it, and we kind of, when we were writing the lyrics for the song, Em had to like, I was like, okay, so like, what is this, a Scoop Katy Perry song? And Em was like, no, we have to dial it back a bit. She was really nice when I met her.
Really? Have you met her?
I have.
Whereabouts?
Well, I used to work at Roundhead Studios, and so she came in there one time.
I forgot to say this
in
my biography of Em last week. I forgot to say this about her CV, but it's basically name any New Zealand, you know, high profile musician over the last however long. Em's worked with them. The Lords, the Bennies, the Phaser Dazers. I mean, not to jump in with being too bloody CV focused on it, Em. But
And then we go to the Katy Perry's.
And yeah, and Em was like, you know, she was really nice. We both talked about what would happen if you boiled fizzy water, if you boiled carbonated water. And I was
like, okay,
so we actually have a woman of science here.
What would happen if you were married to Russell Brand?
What would happen? Yeah, I think maybe we're seeing this play out in real time. What would happen if you were married to Russell Brand?
What would happen is a good game.
Yes. I don't get it.
Okay. Right, so exploration of space. You'd been 2 hours and before you even thought about the prompt.
The prompt.
Mm. And where did you record this?
At my studio in Eden Terrace.
Okay. And any other instrument? Do you bring anybody else to play anything on it?
No. We started with Em's drum machine and we kind of built it from there. Em was sort of on the production / musical ideas, and then I was the hands that did it, and then we wrote some lyrics. We wrote the last lyrics in 10 minutes. I was like, Em, it'll just happen. If we have 10 minutes to write the lyrics, we'll write the lyrics in 10 minutes. And lo and behold,
and we did.
And they're not even three times worse than the lyrics we spent three times as long on, are they, Em?
What a builder.
Yeah, no. I'd say, if anything, we spent too long on the original lyrics.
Yeah, too long. For 45 minutes. If anybody's writing
too
lyrics
long.
At home in 45 minutes, too long.
So the demo gods visited you.
They did.
At Em's studio, and you came up with the track. I'm looking at it here. It's an incredibly long name, but I'm going to read it out. It's called Untitled_Final_Actual_Fin_Tuesday2BMix_Fin_Mix25M_Final. AKA calling down to earth. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Should I have said the underscores?
We're trying to be relatable.
with
projects that you think are finished, you know, you write final and then you realize you got to do a little bit of a change to it so it turns into the final.
Okay,
then
so
it's final, actual.
Untitled final, actual final.
Yeah, it's just because you can't have spaces in your file name.
Of course, okay. Untitled, final, actual final, Tuesday, 2B, M mix, final mix, 2B, M final.
There we go.
That sound good?
Write that down in case you want it. No, actually, you can't Spotify it later because A, you've already quit Spotify, and B, this is the only time you'll ever hear this song.
Ever.
Hey, well, aren't we going to submit it to the BFM playlist? Surely.
Well, it's up to us. We, you know, this is the only confirmed play. But Em, if you, If you like it as much as I do, maybe we can submit it to the BFM playlist. Get it to number one.
Well, let's hope that I can play it, because you sent it to me at 2 a.m. this morning, Finn.
Trust me, I was tweaking it right up until the end. No, I'm kidding. Ended the master.
Right.
Yeah, you did.
Okay, stand by. You've had the build-up. Did the demo gods deliver? Here we go. Emily Wheatcroft, Snape, and Finn Johansson. This is your, like, no, okay. Whatever the song is called. Final.
Bye. Falling back to Earth.
That's superb. Congratulations, you two.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That doesn't even sound like a demo.
That's all down to him. That's her fault.
Well, you know.
That's what she does.
It's my whole life passion, you know.
Calling Down to Earth, I think we should call it. Forget the final.
Maybe if we are submitting it for the BFM Top 10, we'll just call it Calling Down to Earth.
Yeah, that might be a good idea.
It sounds so polished.
Thank you.
Real good.
Yeah, Karen in the studio is bopping, turning it up. Em, she turned it up.
I was
in
bopping
the studio.
Too.
I have to admit, I was also bopping.
We're all bopping.
It was just.
Let us know
if
you were bopping at home.
Yeah,
you know.
5395. Was there any bopping going on? Just put a B for bopping. hey, so what are you doing at Parachute, Em?
So I run an initiative called Record Enable to get more gender diversity in engineering roles, and we gave away some studio time. So I'm hanging out while someone is using studio time to make something.
Oh, what a good project. Who is it?
Yeah. It's this girl called Layla. She's just brought her band in and they're producing up some stuff. So I'm excited to hear what they're working on.
Yeah, great to have you there too, because you were able to add more than just, you know, would you like a coffee?
if they want,
right. So you just really keeping an eye on things.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I'm really completely impressed by calling down to
thank
earth.
You.
And
thank you.
Really good.
I'm stoked with it.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining us this morning on a busy morning, and thanks for doing Demo Gods with us.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you're the bomb, Em. I'll talk to you later.
Oh, you're the bomb, Finn.
Nah.
Yeah, you're both the B for bomb, okay.
All right.
Okay, thanks, Emily.
Thank you.
So good. Bye. Emily Wheatcroft Snape and calling down to earth. Totally finished.
Hey, put a ribbon on it.
Put a ribbon on it. So what's the rest of the day hold for you?
I'm going to go back to sleep, I reckon.
Yeah, fair enough. And you've got 2 weeks. I'll ask you next week.
Yeah.
You can have a little break. You've been away for a bit. Have a break. Think about who you're going to be working with. And yeah. I also think you should allow people to use the whole list.
Yeah, cool. I won't take anything off the table.
I asked you if you wanted to play a track and you picked this memory phone numbers.
Yeah, I love memory phone. This one's in the top 10, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is. Where is it? It's sitting at number 7. You might be on there soon.
Who knows?
We're calling down to earth. Okay, thanks, Finn.
Thanks, Karen.
This thing out. Go, go, go.